Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always, especially when I get a chance to introduce you, bring up back, I should say, and reintroduce you to our great friend, Bill Brandt. Bill has been a member of our Brain Trust for more than 10 years. He's the President and Chief Executive Officer of Business of Development Specialists, Inc. That's DSI.biz is the website. And Bill is a global thinker, a global businessman, and a little bit of a political operative. But we've asked him to join us to talk to us about a number of things. And folks, be prepared because you're going to get smarter now that Bill's here. Bill Brandt, welcome back.
Well, good morning, Jim. Always a pleasure to grace your fine airwaves.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Bill, let's talk about macro economics, or maybe not macroeconomics, fiscal policy, I guess I really should say. People have heard about Tax-mageddon, the fiscal cliff, sequestration, all these different terms, and even the people who don't know much about what the details are know that it's just around the corner. January 1, it may hit us. What are we going to do about it? What do you think? Tell us what it is and tell us what you think.
Well, the long story is simplified. A lot of people remember the Simpson-Bowles Commission and its results, and the fact that the commission, as commissions often do, was couched in a broad swath of philosophy and suggestions which no government in their right mind could adopt in one fell swoop. And then what happened after that was a working group, I think it was called the Gang of 13. I always forget which gangs are involved on Capitol Hill anymore. But there was a working group.
At least designed, they're honest these days, and they call them gangs.
they were designed basically to see what they could make of the Simpson-Bowles issues and the budgetary issues in response to the debt ceiling crisis we had about a year ago when all of a sudden members of the House, mostly on the Republican side, didn't want to increase the debt ceiling and came close to defaulting the U.S. debt. They worked out a deal where they basically said, look, we'll put some of this off for the time being.
Kick the can down the road.
Yeah, but we'll agree to a lifting of the debt ceiling. We'll do some near-term stuff that needs to get done today. But what we will do is we'll kick the hard decisions down the road till the end of calendar year 2012.
Right.
And we'll agree that if we can't solve the problem by then, if we don't, much like the base closing commissions, in other words, we will, if we can't agree, then what we have set forth in this structure will automatically trigger. And nobody can stop it, there's a whole bunch of stuff happening. But the short version is the Bush tax cuts are rolled back to the Clinton tax rates as a beginning, and there's a variety of other things. There is sequestration, which is a big problem, which means that since you won't have revenue, there are, much like in the old days, the Graham Rudman bill, there is automatic cuts to a variety of expenditures, including the Pentagon, no
including defense, and including the general
everybody,
general budget, but not entitlements.
Well, because entitlements, you can't. I mean, they're not funded from the general fund. Right?
That's 60% of the budget, though.
Well, some of it. The truth is, they're not basically funded from the general operating fund. So, but Simpson-Bowles and the others, I mean, entitlements were on the table. You are correct that in some sense, entitlements aren't part of this.
Right.
But they're going to be affected, and they'll be part of the larger.
But everything's. But the drop dead date is December 31st. What's going to happen between now and then?
Nothing.
So you're saying it's a fait accompli that the fiscal cliff, Tax-mageddon, and sequestration are going to become a reality?
Yeah, there's a phrase we use in Ireland, BFD.
Yeah.
You all remember when Newt Gingrich shut down the government, and remember all the soldiers were going to leave the army, remember when the debt ceiling wasn't going to be increased, and we were going to default, and all the banks. We do this a lot. A lot of this is dramaturgy. Now let me give you the main issues that we face here.
Quickly, 30 seconds.
Yeah, if you were to do something before January, you would need to vote to increase taxes, and there is nobody that's going to do that.
That's not going to happen.
If in January the taxes have already gone up automatically and you vote, that vote will be to decrease taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I suspect sometime in January there will be a vote, very quickly in January, a vote by the new Congress to decrease taxes, and we'll go back off the cliff.
Okay. But, well, so we're going to go off the cliff, but then we're going to catch ourselves just on the edge. We're going to catch that branch sticking out at the edge and pull ourselves back up.
The big fight.
And all, so all I have to say is, as my dad used to say, who actually was a railroad man, that's a hell of a way to run a railroad.
Well, it's not a railroad. We've been off the tracks for a while, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on to that thought. I want to talk a little politics, a little more politics. Specifically, we're going to get out on the stump a little bit with Bill Brandt and talk about what's happening out there between these two groups, the Democrats and the Republicans. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.